As expected, Senate Republicans elected Bill Frist of Tennessee their new leader today. He is replacing Trent Lott of Mississippi. For 2 weeks, Senator Lott faced intense criticism for praising Senator Strom Thurmond's run for president on a segregationist platform in 1948. News analyst Daniel Schorr says that although Lott is no longer the majority leader in the Senate, the controversy will continue to affect the Republican Party.
His venture in supporting affirmative action across the board did not avail him, so now Senator Lott is back on the more familiar terrain of conspiracy rhetoric, seeing himself as having fallen into a trap set by undefined enemies for a Christian conservative from Mississippi. Lott seems intent on making himself a marginal footnote to an era of Republican politics in which code words of exclusion were used to galvanize white males and break the Democrats' hold over what was once called the Solid South. Characterizing that era were the Goldwater and Reagan campaigns for states' rights, the Nixon Southern Strategy, and the Bush Senior campaign ad in 1988 featuring a black murderer who committed rape while on temporary release from prison. But the demographic map of America is changing, with growing ratios of Hispanics, African Americans, and women voters. And Bush Jr. made clear at the Philadelphia Republican Convention in 2000 his intention to preside over a new era of Republican outreach to voting groups hitherto neglected by Republicans. It was because the Republican high command perceives the broadening of the party's base as essential to its future that Senator Lott's backward-looking toast to Senator Strom Thurmond created so much distress in the White House. It was why the president openly rebuked Senator Lott and in the end let him go down the drain as majority leader. A net effect of the Lott episode is to create a new sensitivity about policies affecting minorities. Intervention in the University of Michigan affirmative action case before the Supreme Court is being reconsidered. So is the plan to renominate Lott's friend, Judge Charles Pickering, to the appeals court. Preparing for the new Congress, the administration will undoubtedly have a long look at welfare, health, tax, unemployment, insurance proposals that may have an impact on minority outreach. The irony is that Senator Lott, the darling of the right, may end up pushing his successor and the administration an inch or two to the left. This is Daniel Schorr.